You're listening to the SCAC Men's Basketball Podcast. Today I'm joined by SCAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week, Andrew Gallo, junior guard from Rhodes College. And Andrew, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Andrew, the Lynx now 6-2 on the season, 2-0 in SCAC play under their second season with head coach Mike DeGeorge. Just talk about where this team is at the early point in the 2011-12 basketball season.
We're doing well, that's for sure. We're definitely not there yet, but, I mean, we've definitely seen glimpses of what we can be, and the team knows that, you know, it's going to take, you know, a really, you know, constant, you know, extra effort on everyone's part to, you know, always getting better every day, you know, all throughout this December, through the final schedule, you know, through this, you know, Christmas season, all that stuff. We just got to keep, you know, working hard and, you know, stay motivated.
2-0 in conference play, Andrew, as I mentioned, coming off big wins against Center and Suwanee this past week, and it's the first time Rhodes has started off 2-0 in conference play since the 99-2000 season. Talk about the importance of getting off to such a fast start in the SCAC.
I mean, it's definitely a plus. I mean, you really can't complain when you get two wins to come on out the gate. I mean, besides that, it's always about, you know, being able to hold your home court and then just, you know, stealing wins on the road. So, I mean, we did what we were supposed to do. You know, we held our home court and, you know, we're just hungry and we really want to keep playing hard and just keep staying focused.
As I mentioned, Andrew, 6-2 now overall under second-year head coach Mike DeGeorge. Just the third time since 2000, Rhodes opened up the season winning 6 of your first 8 games. What's been the biggest difference you've noticed between the first year and the second year under head coach Mike DeGeorge?
I would say that, I mean, we got a lot of veterans. I mean, last year it was obviously a first-year coach. We had a lot of first-year players too, and a lot of guys that didn't have that much experience. And then coming into our second year, all of us now have a year of experience under Coach DeGeorge, under his system. And then he also has a year, you know, with us. So that really helps a lot, you know, us being able to gel together, you know, and have that camaraderie that, you know, we know each other's roles and we know how we can play together.
Last week, individually, Andrew, you stuffed the stat sheet, averaging 15.5 points per game, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal and a half per contest. Just talk about your individual effort this past weekend in those two big wins and how you're able to be so successful.
I mean, honestly, it's really not about me. I mean, it's just our team concepts is all about just, you know, making the extra pass, you know, getting into our stuff and being able to understand our roles. And, I mean, with shooters like Johnny Donovan, Patrick McGrill, Michael Gallagher, who had a heck of a weekend, I mean, with those guys, and then with the big guys in the post like Corey, who's been doing it for, you know, all his years here at Rhodes College, and Joey and Theo and you know, freshmen like Jeff. I mean, without those guys, I mean, I really can't do anything.
And finally, you guys have started off such a good start to the season, as I've mentioned, Andrew. But now basketball is so unique in the fact that it's almost two seasons within one as we head towards sort of the winter break period and you guys wrap up finals with exams and all your schoolwork. Now just 3 games over your next 24 days. And I know when you start out 6-2, you probably wish you could continue to play on a much more consistent basis. How do you guys take advantage of the limited playing opportunities you have over the next month, and what will be important to piggyback off of this early season success and really focus on in practice over the next month?
I mean, we definitely talked about that yesterday. I mean, it's kind of, you know, a little break for us because we only have 3 games, and what you said, you know, all those days, and it's really up to the players. I mean, the coaches, I mean, they can push us as much as possible, but it's up to us whether or not we're going to, you know, bust it and, you know, bring it every single practice. I mean, of course, you know, sooner or later, someone's going to get, you know, a little edgy because we're going to be practicing so many days without getting on the floor. But, I mean, it's honestly up to us. It's up to our leaders who are going to lead us, you know, in this time, and we got to be able to bring it every single practice.
A native Oswego, Illinois junior guard, Andrew Gallo of Rhodes College, again, this week's SCAC Men's Basketball Player of the Week. Andrew, again, congratulations and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.